Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's trending?
What's trending here on Cody and Gold is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The Royals begin a homestand tonight against the Tampa Bay Rays. Of course, the Dodgers in town later on this week. Chris Bubich on the bump tonight. That's always a good thing here, at least in 2025 for the Royals. 6:40 first pitch. Vern's on deck show is at 5:30 right here on 96.5 The Fan.
I'm excited about it. Chris Bubich, to me, has been the biggest surprise for the Royals this year, taking Noah Kammer out of the equation. I think it's Bubich and what you're getting from him, so I'm excited to see it. Missed not having the Royals on last night.
It was a good night to just, you know, get done what you need to get done or watch a show that you haven't seen on Netflix in a while.
I hate it for them, though, losing the way they did that final game, not to be able to go back out the next night and get that win. But tough games, and the Rays, a team the Royals played really close with the last couple of years, 3-3 last year against them, 3-4 against the Rays the year before. So, six straight series losses at Kauffman Stadium. Get this one before the Dodgers come in this weekend. That's number two. Shane Gillis, by the way, is hosting the ESPYs. I don't know if you watch the ESPYs anymore.
Yeah,
Shane Gillis is funny,
I still
dude.
Do.
Like that's probably a pretty damn good host.
I watch the monologue, so I'll watch it. Basically, that's what
it's
I do
July
now.
July 16th, by the way.
Yeah, I'll watch the monologue, and then I don't need to watch all the other stuff. I'll do the monologue, and if there's anything else that was great that I missed, it'll be out there on social media. That's kind of how I approach that thing.
I don't like award shows anyway. Like, I don't like any. They're boring. I don't like watching award shows, but this monologue, Shane Gillis is a funny dude. And by the way, he's going to be coming to Kansas City, like, I think next month, isn't it?
I think you're right. Yeah, it's coming up. Is it next month or very
Dusty
soon?
I know Dusty was going to St. Louis to watch him because he was going to be gone when he was in Kansas City. But
nice.
Yeah.
He's got season two of his new show on Netflix.
Oh, does he?
Tires, I think it's called. Elsewhere on What's Trending, we mentioned this at the end of the Chiefs Red Half Hour. Aaron Rodgers is on the Pat McAfee show, of course, and he said that he is, quote, pretty sure this is it. Last season of his NFL career. He said this is why he signed a one-year deal in Pittsburgh. So this could be the final go, it sounds like, for Aaron Rodgers. And it'll be in a Steelers uniform. Rodgers, 41 years old, will turn 42 in December.
But it wasn't definitive when you say pretty sure.
Right.
It leaves you some wiggle room, keeps that window. Goes out and has a great year, feels good about himself. Hey, here's another deal. So Pittsburgh says, just one more year, Rodgers. Because we're drafting a quarterback, drafts in Pittsburgh this year. They're saying, you know what, we need to draft a quarterback. We want you to groom him. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to come back for a set amount of money to Pittsburgh?
I'm not saying it wouldn't happen. He's over here making, this is exactly, Big's like, you are thinking of exactly how it's going to go down if he plays well.
Yeah, I mean, draft in Pittsburgh, I mean, it just makes sense, doesn't it? Groom the quarterback. Because Rodgers,
he's grooming Will Howard already, you know?
He's good at talking to the other players. Will Howard. He's willing to. He's actually really good at that. Also, Padres star Fernando Tatis Jr. filed a lawsuit Monday against Big League Advance in an attempt to void the future earnings contract he signed as a 17-year-old minor leaguer. It could cost him $34 million.
Yeah, so when he was 17, he obviously wanted to try to get some money for his family at that point in time, and he agreed, it sounds like, to this deal with a company that said, hey, we'll give you this loan. In the time, he didn't know it was a legal loan or something. That's what they're arguing in court now. But he agreed to this payment up front in exchange for giving them 10% of his future earnings. Well, he's a star baseball player. He's making a lot of money, and so you know, he would have to give them about $30 million over the life of the contract. And that's why he's suing, because he doesn't want to do that. So we'll see. Right. But I have no idea if it's an illegal deal or not. Otherwise, it kind of sounds like, hey, he maybe just realized, oh, wait, that wasn't really a smart deal that I made.
You signed it. You signed it. So that's the problem he's going to run into.
The court system will figure that one out. But that is interesting. Lawsuit filed by one Fernando Tatis Jr. And that is what's trending here on Cody and Gold. As you can hear, Jay Binkley is in for Cody today and tomorrow. And then Cody is back on Thursday. Alex Gold here. Drew Nixon producing the show. Of course, on Tuesdays, don't forget, three locations to get $2.50 tacos starting at 3 o'clock. That's 3rd Street Social. They're part of the Summit Hospitality Group, the official taco partner of Cody and Gold. Go to the Northland, Lee Summit, South Plaza, 3rd Street Social. Proud Taco Tuesday partner here on the show. You can go to any of those locations. $2.50 tacos. They brought in tacos last week, man. I miss those. I wish we had those right now.
These are so good.
You had some of the shrimp tacos.
I've been to two of these locations, at least some of the Northlands. So I've been to two
of them. I've been to South Plaza. Yeah, I've been to South Plaza. You had the shrimp tacos last week. I had the steak or carne asada tacos. Drew inhaled his as well. They also had some dessert they dropped off. The bullpen area, the guys out there love those. So make sure you just stop in at 3rd Street Social.
One of them.
Yeah, man. So appreciate their support of the show. Great spot in all three locations in the Kansas City area. So the final phase isn't there yet for all-star balloting and everything. We'll still get to that over the next couple of weeks. But phase one is wrapping up, and there's a couple of Royals players that are in the mix. Bobby's second in shortstops, but he's way off the pace for Jacob Wilson. And it looks like Jacob Wilson, who's having an unbelievable rookie season.
It still surprised me, though, the name recognition and where he's playing.
Because
the team he's on and where he's playing.
Because he's with the A's.
And the record.
Yeah. Yeah.
They suck.
What it is his numbers are so ludicrous that he's been discussed so much. Like Bobby Wood Jr., you know, long term, of course, is a better baseball player than Jacob Wilson. But this year, Wilson's hitting .349 with 9 homers and 40 RBI, and he doesn't strike out. And he's a rookie. It's fresh. It's new. You know, people like that aspect of it. I'm not surprised Jacob Wilson is leading the vote getting, even though Bobby Wood Jr. right now, nobody would take Jacob Wilson over Bobby Wood Jr. as a next 5-year athlete or something like that.
He's only behind Aaron Judge in average.
Right. But what I found interesting, Bank, is there's two Royals players, one in particular, that should be getting way more All-Star game love. And most notably, it's Mikel Garcia, who we all know is having an awesome season. His ranks put him as the second best third baseman in the American League in a lot of categories. Nick Capel over the Royals put some of these numbers out. Did you know he's 7th in all-star voting? He's not even, like, if you just go on the articles, they don't even show his name because he's not top 3 or top 4. He's 7th in all-star voting, yet he's first out of second baseman, out of third baseman, first in doubles out of third baseman, second in average, second in hits, second in stolen bases, third in on base, third in OPS, third in RBI. He's tied with 36 RBI among American League third basemen. I'm not telling you that he would have more votes than Jose Ramirez or should necessarily, but 7th is ludicrous. That's crazy. I hope that the commissioner's office and the players, when it comes down to that portion of the voting and everything to decide rosters, he deserves to be a first-time All-Star this year. I think there's three Royals players that you can make a case for: Mikel, Bobby, and then Carlos Estevez. Those are the three. I don't know if they'll get three because of how the team is perceived right now and being under .500 and everything. But Mikel Garcia should be a first-time All-Star.
Do you think it hurts him a little bit that he plays so many different positions? Because he's played a significant amount of second base, third base.
I would argue
him as shortstop as well.
I would argue
outfield. He does everything.
That might hurt him in this third base voting. But in general, if you are a major league player and you're the commissioner's office and looking at branding and marketing for the game, shouldn't the guy that's played more positions actually be, should that be more impressive?
Yeah, because he's played 11 at second base, 6 at shortstop, and 6 in center field. So he's played all over. It hurt Kane to some extent with the gold glove back in the day there. But Wilson, you think about that, I mean, the name recognition, it didn't make a lot of sense playing out with the A's that you're not there. But when people get these votes, unfortunately, they don't get to see the numbers from Nick Capel. You know what I'm saying? Because if they did, they may change their mind. It's like people think Bobby Witt. You know, think, well, he's not having the year he had before. Well, he's got 26 doubles, leads all of Major League Baseball. He's 3 ahead of the second closest.
Yeah, I think when you look at the way the All-Star voting is handled now and everything, Bink, and for Mikel Garcia, I think the players and the commissioner's office will end up giving him a leg up. But it's a marketing thing, as you were saying. It's a marketing issue across Major League Baseball. Why some of these players, you know, you go outside of Kansas City, whether I'm convinced, even if the Royals were in first place in the American League Central right now, Mikel Garcia would not finish first or second based off of how far down he is right now.
Well, you got to think, when people go to the game all around the country, wherever they're at, and get tickets, and you're going, well, who are we playing? Well, you're playing, well, Bobby Witt Jr.'s on the Royals, Salvador Perez is on the Royals, and not a lot of other name recognition, to be honest with you. Like, we know Vinny and all this, but do they really know him in other places? Like, do you ever look at who they're playing, who's coming to town? You're thinking, I'm going to go see this. I'm going to go see the Dodgers. I want to see Ohtani play. But people see the Royals coming to town, Mikel Garcia, because of the marketing problem. They don't see that name and say, I got to go see Mikel Garcia out here tonight. But Salvi, even though Mikel's having a better year than him, they know the name, Salvador Perez. And so you say, these come to town, or Bobby Witt Jr., let's go out and watch them play. I'm just saying, all teams do, fans of teams, they get tickets or whatever, and they say, I want to go see this guy play. And he's like on the bottom of the list.
There's very few players.
And that's a problem.
There's very few players in baseball, though, that I think, we're talking about the casual, not the diehard baseball fan, the casual baseball fan, which is who you're trying to get to go to the ballpark because the diehards are going to be there. How many casual baseball fans are buying tickets for a specific player? How many of those players? Is there like five or six in the league?
Well, fantasy baseball players would be more, but not everybody plays fantasy baseball.
Those are diehard stuff. If you play fantasy baseball, you're a diehard baseball
fan.
That's
one of the problems with it, because the NFL is so popular because everybody plays.
Totally. No, I'm just saying,
so
like,
name recognition's higher.
100%. I'm just asking, how many players?
Not many.
Yeah, I mean, it's Ohtani, it's Judge, it's Paul Skeens. I mean, there's
Bryce Harper when healthy.
Yeah. Bobby Witt, to a certain extent, he should be on that list. I don't think he is for a lot of people. He should be, though. There's not many on a national stage. If you're in Milwaukee and you're a casual fan, you're like, I know my local team, but I want to go see a star. And you're looking at the schedule. You're saying, all right, when is Aaron Judge playing? When is Ohtani coming into town? Maybe Paul Skeens. And that's probably it. Doesn't mean there aren't other great baseball players. Obviously, Bobby Witt Jr. is one of them. But in terms of truly, I'm going on a Tuesday night because this player is coming to town. Ohtani, Judge, Skeens, I think that might be it.
Well, the Royals are always popular with it, with running the commercials. Hey, Ohtani's coming to town. Or back in the day, Barry Bonds is coming to town or whatever. I doubt other teams are really doing pamphlets or commercials or anything for the Royals that are coming to town.
Yeah. Someone says Bobby should get votes over Jacob Wilson until Jacob proves by doing it again he deserves it. Well, that's not, I mean, it's one particular season. It's not a, hey, be good for 3 years, then we'll get you the All-Star. Now, if your point is that it's a lot of the same names year after year, once you're in, you're kind of in. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Popularity contest thing definitely happens.
But the whole point, the outlier, though.
The whole point, though, of the All-Star, every year it's new. You have first-time All-Stars all the time. It's not a, you got to prove to me for 3 years you're worthy of an All-Star to be an All-Star. That's not how this thing works. Thank goodness.
Thank goodness the players in commissioner's office.
Yeah.
You know who also, two-thirds of the vote in this.
They don't do voting for closers or whatever, so this, it doesn't apply yet. But Carlos Estevez should absolutely be an All-Star. He's leading all of baseball in saves. He's got 22 of them. He, yes, doesn't have the strikeout ratio that a Josh Hader or a Suarez for the Padres have. But the fact that he has 22 saves on a team that's two games below 500 actually is way more impressive than what some of these other guys are doing on teams that are above 500, because obviously less opportunities, right? I'm not saying that it's not an adventure at times, but he gets the job done, doesn't he?
In the small margin of leagues,
gets the job done. There, yeah. You know, so I think the Royals have a chance at three All-Stars. Probably get two. My three would be, I think it's pretty simple: Carlos, Mikel Garcia, and Bobby Witt Jr. Those would be the three. I don't see anybody. Bubich is tough because of the starting pitching aspect. Like, some of it is who's available.
That's carrying the Royals.
Totally. Chris Bubich probably gets in.
And Seth Lugo's coming on strong lately.
But they're not getting, like, I guess the reason why I say they're not getting four All-Stars, are they? On a team that's not even 500? Who would you,
if you could only do three of players from different teams that don't have a representative, and it comes to that.
And who pitches on that Sunday before, or all kinds of stuff like that could play a role. But yeah, deserving of All-Stars? Well, it's Bubich, it's Bobby, it's Carlos, and it's Mikel. As far as deserving, I don't know if all of those guys are getting in. That's all.
It's going to be tough to do, but again, people don't look at numbers. That's what Wilson is really interesting, though, because he's an A. Like outside of California.
But he's having as good of a season as anybody in baseball.
I think people see that average because that weighs, because he's right behind Judge. So that stands out.
Yeah. I mean, 349. And you know how many strikeouts? He doesn't strike out. That's part of the reason that
he's
goes
a hell of a player, but I just didn't know if, I mean, if we're using the argument that people's not going to know his numbers, well, they wouldn't know Michael's.
But this, Jacob Wilson
doesn't have a big name recognition at
Jacob
all.
Jacob Wilson's been in the news all season. He's been in the news all season.
They do talk about him.
You know, he's been in the news all season because it's a new name that's doing something and burst onto the scene as a rookie. And that's the reason for it. I hear you.
But Michael Garcia, I know he got hurt last year at the end, but, you know, the Royals were in the postseason. You would think the star power would be a little higher just because they were in the postseason.
Yeah. He's, you know, I actually think the fact that Jacob Wilson, in a weird way, is on the A's has helped him, because who else are you talking about on the A's? On the Royals, when people on MLB Network talk about the Royals, they're talking about Chris Bubich. They're talking about Bobby Wood Jr. They're not, you know what I mean? They're not going to talk about
Brent Rooker and Soderstrom and
MLB Network's doing segments on Soderstrom.
They actually have some stars on that team. I don't know why, but you
can have good play. But is MLB Network featuring him?
No.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah.
Just Wilson.
Yeah. That's part of it. I mean, I think anybody trying to make, and I know you're not, like, Jacob Wilson is 100% deserving of a 100%. Star. 100%. Of an all-star. I mean, my goodness.
100%.
He's having a crazy season. All right. Coming up in about 15 minutes or so, we'll talk more about some of the reports out there on the stadium front. There's two reports yesterday, one about what might be happening with the Royals on the Kansas side, another talking about the options that Missouri has without a public vote. We'll get to those reports here in about 15 minutes or so. But Amon-Ra St. Brown, wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. Actually, up until these comments, quite honestly, he was one of my favorite players in the league.
Because of the show last year?
I'm a big fan of Amon-Ra St. Brown. I really am. One, he's a hell of a football player. I think his podcast is hilarious. And then somebody sent me the link to this during the end of the show yesterday. Like at 1:50, we got a text, and it was too late, obviously, in the show. So I said, oh, we'll talk about this tomorrow. He was on his podcast, and he had Jalen Noel, who, of course, is from the Kansas City area.
Park Hill.
And he's on the Lions or whatever, their draft pick. Yeah, Park Hill kid. And he had him on his podcast, and they were talking about Kansas City. Listen to what Amon-Ra St. Brown said.
So coming from Kansas City, mm-hmm. You're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
Going to the South.
Yeah.
Is it different for you, culture shock?
I mean, city-wise, it's a lot faster.
Right.
Kansas City, I call it like a medium city. Like, it's, you have slow parts, faster parts. But Houston, a lot faster. And then, I mean, the humidity is all the time in Houston.
Yeah. I've been to Kansas City. I was there for the draft. But I'm sorry, like, if you have money, like, I'm not living here after I get some money. Like,
I mean, you just got to know the right places to go.
Are you planning on going back, like living there for the rest of your life?
No, I'll probably get a place in like Dallas or something. My fiance from Dallas.
That's better.
Something like that. I would say it's more to do. And like, you're right. I mean, there's only so much to do.
Exactly.
It's like, good food.
You're capped
though.
Out.
Really?
He was trying to get Noel to flip on KC. Like, he was trying to get him to flip.
What are we doing? But you live in Detroit, dude. You live in Detroit. Give me a break.
Does anybody
there's good
even
parts really? And bad parts every in of every
course.
Single city.
Of you look at contracts. You look at contracts for NFL players, and think about. And I know they're probably not thinking about it, but think about the housing. A lot of things you can get in Kansas City. If you have the same contract in New York than Kansas City, when you're spending a ton of money on an apartment or whatever, you go to Kansas City. You're on a golf course, 3-car garage. You got a pool in the backyard. Same contract. It's costing you the same for cost of living. But I don't think players think of all that. But a lot of players stay here. You know, they play different parts of the country. They transfer out and play with a different team, but they come
make
back
so much money now. A lot of them have houses in multiple spots.
But there's a ton of Chiefs and Royals, even guys that just had a cup of coffee in Kansas City, got here, liked it, and stay here to this day. There's a ton of former athletes that live in this town. No. Once they got a taste of it,
especially the older school guys. Because I think new school guys making the kind of money they're making. A lot of them just have houses in their hometown and here or whatever. I mean, heck, Tyrann Mathieu still has a house here in Kansas City.
This will be a very economical.
Obviously, Mitchell Schwartz stays here and calls Kansas City home. No, I mean,
once you get here and see what it costs, you're like, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I just say like, Amon-Ra, you live in Detroit, man. You're gonna be talking crap about Kansas City when you live there. You know what I mean?
Plan on going back, like living there for the rest of your life.
No, I'll probably get a place in like Dallas or something. My fiance from Dallas.
That's better.
I would say it's more to do.
Now that Noel talking about like your fiance's from Dallas makes sense if you're going to live in Dallas.
It does make sense for why Dallas better.
But Amon-Ra, man.
I also think there's a difference in if you move here, Bink. I can understand why people want to live here when they moved here. Like, yeah. I'm from Indianapolis. I always call that home. It's my home. But I never wanted to, like, when I graduated college, I wanted to get out. Like, when you're from an area, I feel like you want to go and you don't traditionally move back home that much. I don't know if that's just from me and my experience or some of my friends' experience. Like, I know friends who have lived there forever. I know friends who are never going back there and living there again. They'll visit because it's always home, but you grew up there, you want to move somewhere else, and you live somewhere else. That's why it makes sense that he wants to, you know, he'd get a house in Dallas.
Yeah, his fiance's family is there.
It makes sense.
You gonna stay here forever?
I don't know.
Put him on the spot.
You like
there.
The area.
Put him on the spot.
I do. I love the area. The wife loves the area.
We went away and we came right back.
I love the area. The wife loves the area. There's no reason. There's no reason for me to leave Pink, but I'm not gonna. I don't know.
Yeah,
what the future holds.
That's a tough
I'm trying
question.
To take things day to day. I'm trying to things day by day.
Babe. I like putting it on the spot.
I understand that, Drew. No, look, I would say, like, you know, everybody, if it's your hometown and stuff, everybody's going to have attachment to that particular. Someone says St. Brown didn't say anything bad. He's not wrong. If I was a multimillionaire, I'd likely live somewhere else. You live in multiple spots. Yeah, but he talked about the city as if, like, there's no way in hell I would live. No way in hell I would want to live there in a negative light. If you're from Kansas City, I think you have every right to not like what Amon Ross St. Brown had to say.
From a guy talking from Detroit.
From Detroit, you know. Look, and I've lived, you guys know, I mean,
he's not from South Beach here.
I grew up here. I lived the first 22 years of my life here in the Kansas City area. And then, yeah, I moved away because for work I needed to. And I've lived in multiple cities, and some places are great and some are not. I've had varied experiences in other spots.
You've had that Houston humidity.
And plenty of things happened when I was in Houston as well. We've talked about on the show. And I always knew I wanted to come back to Kansas City. This is home. It's also anybody that's been raised here and has a family, everybody can speak to it, right? It's an incredible place to raise a family. Do we have our issues in Kansas City? Of course.
Everywhere does.
Of course. And do we also have, you know, depending on where you live in town as well, like, it's actually funny that he mentions he clearly hasn't been anywhere other than where he was at for the draft or whatever, Amon Ross St. Brown, because consistently a lot of the suburbs in the Kansas City metro area rank as some of the top 10 suburbs to live in the entire country, right? Like, literally some of the top suburbs in the entire country to live in. So it's just an uneducated thing from Amon Ross. I told you, I'm a big fan of his. I didn't like the comments.
I'm intrigued because he's from Cali. He's from like LA area. I mean, is he going to move back home? He's in Detroit because he plays there. It sounds like, it sounds like he wouldn't.
He's not going to be staying in Detroit probably. Anyways. He's probably not staying in Detroit forever.
Anyway. I think Boise was the second best place you've lived.
Yeah, no, I would say I would agree with that. Yeah. Did not enjoy my time in Houston. Enjoy my time in Wichita. I know we have some people.
Oh, you hated Wichita.
I did not. Well, there's a lot of reasons.
Topeka.
wants me to just badmouth every place.
Throw them on the bus.
No, Wichita, I did not enjoy my time. Sorry, I know there's plenty of great people that live there and enjoy it. For me, bad experience.
I think it's funny whenever, like, somebody, and I understand why people back up their city. I do the same thing for Indianapolis, but it's funny to just see the reaction. St. Brown, somebody's calling him soft, another diva trying to be a leader, and he's a follower. I mean,
people get pissed when you make fun of their talent.
Well, yeah, sure. No, 100%.
He's a hell of a football player. And generally speaking, I'm actually a big fan of his. I think he's wrong.
If somebody tried to badmouth where he's from, I'm sure he'd come back. Well, he'd try to clap back as well.
You know, it's good when Kansas City gets things like the draft, like I said, in the World Cup, because then people can see the city for what it is. They know it's just not flyover country and whatever. But when people get here, they're genuinely surprised, like, how fun it is here and how many things to do here. But from the outside, they see it, and, you know, it's the old adage of flyover country and stuff. But when you start getting some of the top events in the country, sporting-wise, it should change your opinion.
I think the success of the sports teams here and things like that have changed the perception. I mean, there's so many people, if you go and ask them or you're out of town and you say you're from Kansas City, some of the first thing, at least I'm sure you have in your experience too, everybody's like, oh yeah, the Chiefs, you guys just keep winning, or the Royals, or oh, the draft
the Chiefs
was there.
Helped this profile
that,
of this town.
That has raised absolutely people's feelings about how they perceive Kansas City. You know, I understand we're more than just sports, obviously, but sports has been a huge driver of why people know more about Kansas City. That's a fact. But anyway, all right, up next, guys, thinking of Kansas City and events and stadiums and what could potentially come to Kansas City. How about the latest on the stadium front? Couple new reports out late yesterday. We'll get to those. Plus, We'll see if Bink actually has a random question of the day. He refused to give us one yesterday. We're going to put him on the spot. There's your warning. Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reviews.
We'll get to the random question of the day here in about 8 to 10 minutes. Bink has promised us one today after he admitted he just pouted yesterday. He didn't want to ask a question. So he says he has one.
I have one.
Several. We're going to find out what that is.
I have several goals.
Several. We'll find out.
I came prepared.
After Bink was very critical yesterday of the question. So we will.
You asked everybody what their favorite desk
was. No, but that was not the question, though. That was not the question. That was not the question.
What desk would you buy?
It was because you said you didn't have one.
And then
it was in relation to the Bill Self desk being auctioned off. And I said, was there any desk you would actually buy in an auction? All right. That's because that was a last minute question since you didn't have one. That's all.
Yeah, that was on the fly, Bink. You're supposed to come with it.
Anyway.
But that's what you come up with.
All right, let's talk stadiums for a little bit here, all right? There were a couple reports yesterday about where things stand. We all know this time next week, unless there's an extension, the star bonds in Kansas would have expired. The deadline is June 30th. So maybe there's an extension, maybe there's not, but that's Monday. That's coming up. Maybe we're going to see some action. There was a report from KCMO Talk Radio yesterday that some of their sources said that the Chiefs had canceled 5 land contracts, real estate contracts in Kansas, and that seems to be maybe a signal they're staying at Arrowhead and therefore a renovated Arrowhead. And that same report over there, it said that both teams have made decisions and they asked their source, hey, well, what do you think is going to happen? And their source said they think the Royals would go out west to the Legends in KCK, Wyandotte County, and that's because they don't want a public vote or they can't win one, and that the Chiefs think they could, and that's why they would stay in Jackson County. That was one report yesterday from KCMO Talk Radio. Then Fox 4 had a report. Jonathan Katz, who's been covering this, said in people he has spoken to that Missouri and KCMO, they do not have to have a proposal in front of them before June 30th. Because, you know, if people thought, oh, you better have that before June 30th, otherwise they'll make a decision to go to Kansas. Also said that the Washington State Park location there, Washington Square Park location, is viable in terms of it has room to fit the ballpark. Because people were wondering, hey, can you actually pull this thing off in that spot? Can you really squeeze that thing in there? Apparently you can. So a couple things. First reaction when I heard and saw that report from KCMO Talk Radio, the Royals going to Legends makes no sense. It just doesn't. I understand the idea of development around it, and they like the Battery site from Atlanta. They could theoretically there. Here's why it doesn't make sense to me is where they're at in Raytown right now, while there's not development around it, to me, it's almost doing the same thing, though, right? Like, it's, you know, if you're trying to get closer to your season ticket base and you're trying to hope to draw up attendance on weekdays and weeknights and all that, downtown or even the Johnson County site makes more sense. For me, it's still, by the way, it doesn't matter whether I'm driving to Legends or Raytown. It's 25 minutes or so from me. And so I don't know if it changes anything. I don't believe that's where they want. I don't believe they want to be in Wyandotte County. So to me, that's the only part of this report where I'm very skeptical. the Royals suddenly want to be out in Wyandotte County. I just don't buy it. Remember, the Chiefs going there makes more sense if, in fact, that were to happen, because 8 days a year you're having football games. People will drive there. People are going to tailgate anyway. But getting 80 games out at a Legends Royals site, to me personally, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So that was my only thing. As far as the report that maybe the Chiefs have declined to, you know, renew their land agreements or whatever on the Kansas side, yeah, that would make sense if they really want to stay at Arrowhead and they believe maybe they can actually win a Jackson County vote. And I think they could, a Chiefs only vote. I don't think the Royals can win a public vote again. So that means they have to either go to Kansas or the KCMO downtown site, which the city would have to come up with the funding. And they claim, the mayor has been on with CDOT, claims that they have those funding mechanisms in place and they're just waiting on an answer.
The Legends thing to me, I mean, it is a nice area out there. And it's one thing they have that they don't have at the Truman Sports Complex, and that's development and restaurants and everything around it, which you would think it would even be more than that if the Royals were there, right? You built that they would come, although they haven't where the Truman Sports Complex is. Now, they haven't come, but you would think would build up around there more.
Mm-hmm.
Correct or not? And look, the whole area is growing. I think it's kind of unfair.
Which area? Sorry.
The Legends area.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's really growing. I think even the Royals out there, that would even bring more businesses out there. And it's already
you're going to the
area.
Western outskirts of your metro area, though, at that point in time. The same people on the east side are not going to go out there for Royals. They will for Chiefs. They will not for Royals. And that's why I think it's a bad decision.
The Royals don't need that. Now, it worked for Atlanta because they did move the ballpark for the Braves, even though they just had a brand new stadium in 96. They've certainly moved closer to their fan base
and the suburbs. Yeah.
In the battery they have around it certainly worked out for them. So I could see it. I still think people will travel, whatever, for baseball. I still think they would go. Now, you need night in, night out crowd, though. That's where you'd get downtown. You need night in and night out people because, you know, people will go for the weekend series or a game here and there. They'll travel. But you're saying you need during the week. You need the Monday through Friday crowd or Monday through Thursday crowd because the weekends you would certainly get. So it does make sense on that. On that part, I think for the Royals, looking at the tourism dollars they could get from that area, because I do think it would be a lot. But staying in Missouri, I think, behooves them much more. The Chiefs are a little bit different, though, because I agree with you. It didn't matter where you put them. People are going to show up because it's, you have off weeks. You're not even having games, and people will still find their way to the games. It is interesting, and I do agree with you on the Chiefs winning a vote. I just think the reality of the situation, people all of a sudden said, hey, you could lose these teams. What could happen to this area? What could happen to this county? What could happen to the city to lose the actual teams from the city of Kansas City? And I think it would hurt. I think it would hurt because I don't think people saw the reality of the situation when they did that vote. Oh, they're not going anywhere. They're not going to go anywhere. And then all of a sudden, they started looking everywhere. You started getting the flooded calls from other places. Well, obviously, they're not leaving the area. But Kansas. And that became a concern to people. They didn't think they would actually do it and move out there. They have such a tie to Kansas City, Missouri, and Jackson County. They wouldn't dare do that. But I think the reality check slapped a lot of people in the face saying they might move. It's now more than possible that the team could move than stay here. And I think the whole reality check of the situation woke a lot of people up. They don't want to lose these teams because losing these type of teams would be very bad for the area. And I think Jackson County realized that because at this point, it'd be a full-court press to keep the Chiefs. If the Royals did move to Kansas, they'd do everything in their power to at least keep them, to keep something, you would think. But I think the reality definitely slapped people saying, they could move, they can move. We'll see what happens. The Chiefs is interesting, though, because they've talked about a separate training facility, like in the Northland and stuff, and then still have the stadium out where it is. There's like a whole bunch of things that don't make a whole lot of sense, to be quite honest with you. And again, I know it's a different story, but I'm shocked that area hadn't developed it more than has. Shocked. Because everywhere else has.
Yeah, I mean, the renovated Arrowhead thing, like, I think it's at once the stadium bill package passed in Missouri, obviously became way more of a realistic option, even though Clark Hunt, based on Nate Taylor's reporting in The Athletic, wants a dome. And we know in order to get that, you got to go build a new stadium, which would be on the Kansas side, right?
Retractable roof's not going to work anymore.
Yeah, that ship has sailed.
Or the sliding
roof. That ship has sailed in that. I'm just, the only thing, and whenever these reports come out, right, we mention them, we discuss, we give our opinion, and does it mean everything in those reports are 100% accurate? I have no idea. I'm very skeptical that the Royals actually are considering the Legends. That's all I'm saying. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's all.
I still think downtown makes more sense to them.
Well, even the Oval, like, you know, but I don't like the under 19th and Nullside thing.
When you
think,
get turned down so much in a vote, it kind of changes your feelings, right, Golden? If you're a team owner? I mean,
yes.
That is being deterred big time with that vote. That wasn't close.
Right. Well, that's why they know they can't go to a public vote again. I'm just saying that it doesn't have to just be downtown. It could be the 119th and Null site. I'm not saying that this means that they're, when I say I don't think the Legends make sense, it doesn't mean I'm saying only downtown makes sense. That's my preference, is that they stay in Missouri and the Royals play in downtown KC Moe. But I think the Null site at that point still makes sense even more than the Legends site. I don't get the Legends for football. All the sense in the world. Legends for baseball, I'm not buying it, man. It's on the western part of the metro area. I think you're going to have a major attendance problem after the newness wears off in 2 or 3 years. That's a problem.
I'm just shocked we're still sitting here in summer of 2025 talking about this.
I know. Do you think next week we have a rendering for anybody, or at least a site location, if there is a change?
You're in July now, and that's the go time for them.
Yeah.
John Sherman. Star bonds expire in June, but I think they'll get an extension for that. I think that's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, the thing with someone, I was going back and forth with somebody on the text line about that. Both things can be true. Yes, there is a deadline of June 30th for the star bonds. That's a fact. It is also true that they can extend it. Both are true. So anybody saying there's a deadline, that's true. Like, someone was arguing, saying I shouldn't say that there's a June 30th star bond deadline. That, it is a fact. They're currently, as we sit right this second, June 30th is a deadline for the star bonds. But it's also true, yes, they can extend them. But neither thing is inaccurate. Neither thing's wrong. All right, let's get to the random question.
Random question.
Bink, you said you have one today after bailing on us yesterday.
Can I give you choices? Because obviously people have a problem with it.
Yeah, we can do one today and one tomorrow.
Choices? Would you like choices?
Yes.
Drew?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Here are my choices for this, all right? If you could pick one kind of alcohol, meaning one drink, not a bunch of just one, it could be one beer, it could be Drew's, Mike's Hard Lemonade, whatever, or your drink of choice, or your food of choice. I know you used to be a big Chipotle guy, and you did that a lot, but it could be one food choice or one alcohol choice for the rest of your life. Free, what you do, that's one of them.
Free.
What's that?
But free. I can have other stuff still.
Anything you buy, but that's free. That's just provided. Hey, well, I want this.
Okay. All right.
Second one would be you could teleport yourself anywhere in the world right now with your computer.
However many times I want, or just one time?
Sorry,
I have caveats, Bing.
No, you teleport. Caveats. You could just teleport yourself to a place. You have to spend the day there, whatever, then you come back.
Okay.
But you could teleport yourself.
All right, Drew, which question do you want? Which question?
What do you think? I have another one, but we can use that tomorrow.
Okay, which one, Drew?
Let's do the second one, the teleporting.
You could teleport yourself. All right.
Detroit. Amon Ross St. Brown. No. Let's see.
Like right now.
Honestly,
just
give me a beach, please. Just teleport me to, what is it? Like somewhere in the Caribbean. Just let me chill on a beach, drink in hand right this second. It might be 90 there still, but I've got ocean in front of me. That would be anywhere in the Caribbean, basically. That would be amazing.
Chuck,
right now.
You didn't say Vegas.
No, not for this scenario. One day, no.
Yeah, we can go to Vegas.
And I'm,
you know?
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas in August. But give me the beach, please.
Drew, probably the Pacers victory parade.
No,
ouch, ouch.
Ouch. Man, I'm trying to think because there's. I am gonna say
you pick this one.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Vink, you go ahead and go. I'm debating between three places. You can go.
Yeah, well, specifically for me, mine would be, what is it? I always pronounce it. Is it Maldives or Maldives or whatever?
That place,
I swear, there's not a place where I see photos and videos more where I think, oh my, literal paradise. It looks like the most amazing place on earth. Mm. That's my answer.
I just wish you could push the button and go to Key West, man.
I've been to Key West before.
Push it in there.
Yeah, I've been there.
That's where I'd go.
That's your answer?
Look,
if I could teleport myself, that's my answer. Final answer.
Someone says, teleport me to the time when the stadium decision is done.
There you go. We could do that one, too.
I would say Kyoto, Japan.
Whoa, that's right. I did not expect. Give me the background on that one. Yeah, I was not.
Wow, you
could have given me 100 guesses, and I would never have guessed that for you.
So there's a couple. So I think if you're going to teleport yourself, if you do it anywhere in the States, I'm sorry, no offense, but you're crazy. Okay, sorry, Bank. You should go
Key
somewhere
West
else.
Key West is pretty damn good.
It's basically Cuba.
I understand, but go somewhere else. So I'm fascinated by like the Japanese culture and stuff like that. Like the food is great, obviously, but I want to be able to go. One of the three international places I want to go to is Japan.
Huh. Okay.
Like Tokyo, I think would be awesome. Kyoto, just for, there's a lot of cultural stuff that I think is pretty sweet. I'd like to experience like that stuff. Huh. Like Japan's one of the three places like internationally I would book it, go right now.
You threw me for a loop there.
Yeah, I was not expecting that. That's good. That's different. Kyoto.
I mean, if Oktoberfest was going on in Germany right now, I'd say, boom, easy answer. He's at the Oktoberfest.
Yeah, I've only, but Kyoto, there's one on 135th. That's the only Kyoto I've ever gone to. That's
but RIP, Jimmy Buffett, Jimmy Buffett style, Key West.
The other two places I was debating were the UK. I want to go to England. I'd love to just go through England and teleport there for a while. I guess a day. I mean, there's a lot you can get done in a day. In London or in Manchester.
What would be the first thing you'd do in London, honestly?
I would tour. I would tour some soccer stadium. I was gonna say.
I was gonna say
Spurs, but they got the new stadium, and that one's not as good as Old Town as the old stadium. I'd rather do.
You would have said like Buckingham, then go to a pub and drink some brew or something.
I don't want to go to Buckingham Palace while I'm in England. I mean,
I think if I went to England, I would go. I would want to go there. Yeah.
I mean, can you tour it or? I mean,
no, but you walk right out. Sure you're there. Like you're not inside.
See the garden.
Okay, so it's like if I wanted to go see the White House, I could go walk and see the White House from outside the.
Yeah, you're not walking in the Oval Office. Well,
I know that.
You can take a tour of it though.
Yeah, I think it would be cool to go to England. I would have to tour a soccer stadium. I'd go to a soccer game. I wouldn't go now if I had to teleport. Now that's why I didn't say London. If you could teleport me in August, beginning of August, 100% going to London.
The correct answer with how hot it is, it'd probably be somewhere in Alaska because of the heat.
913-586-7965. A couple other locations people were mentioning. Someone said, Drew, they're going to Japan this fall.
Nice.
And they're going to the city you want to go to, Kyoto.
That's awesome.
Osaka and Tokyo. Someone else says Swiss Alps.
All right.
I mean, it looks beautiful. I just don't want to be cold, but it looks beautiful.
With the heat out there now, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, Swiss Alps looks gorgeous. Of course, a lot of people making their jokes about going to certain places that obviously you wouldn't want to be in right now. Let's see. Someone says Greece, Santorini, I think it's pronounced.
I like that.
Greece looks beautiful, too. That's just further down the list for me. There's so many other places I would go to first, but it's a gorgeous spot based on.
From the 816, Bink, yesterday's desk talk was better.
Which desk would you take with you?
Thank you. Thank you. Someone says Jamaica.
Ooh. Yaman.
Any other place we've mentioned would you do an accent from, Drew? If I just shout out different... Australia.
Oh, his British Open accent last year was
good day, mate.
Priceless. He did an Australian accent.
Crikey, mate.
From the British Open. Are you going to do it again this year?
Look at the size of that monster. Crocodile.
Are you going to do it again this year?
Thanks for the pause.
Hey. You also, Gold, have a drop. I don't know if you realized it. You about 10 minutes ago.
Did I? What did I say?
Hang on one second.
What did I say 10 minutes ago? I don't even remember.
Really squeeze that thing in there.
Okay. All right. I was talking about the stadium in Washington Square Park.
Yes, you were.
Can you actually fit it in there? They said you can. Yeah. I didn't even know. Nobody texted
well,
in.
Well, I did offer drink or food. Which item would you take? I think we could have run with that more. Just saying. But Drew wanted to talk about Japan.
Yeah.
Somebody texted in a desk answer from Mr. Desk.
Someone they teleport to Bink's mom's house. That's what somebody said.
When the Open Championship is next month and it comes around to be that time, I will again. I think it's in Northern Ireland. I'll have to if I can knock that out. And I'll have to see if I can get that figured out as opposed to the
people
Scottish.
Want Drew just to do it. Let me just shout out countries and Drew just do
we're
accents.
We're not going to do that
over and over and
we're
over.
We're not going to do that.
No, you don't think so? You wouldn't enjoy that?
I don't think anybody would enjoy doing that.
That's the random question of the day. Thank you, Bing, for participating
today.
Someone
pulled me to a bank vault. Hey, you know, I guess so.
How are you getting out?
The vault's exactly.
Teleports to the bank vault. You're stuck in there. The door's still shut. It doesn't just open automatically because you teleported. Yep. Congrats. You get a lay on money for an hour, and then you're screwed. You don't get it. You don't get to take the money possessions with you on the teleport.
No.
You're just stuck in a bank vault. That's a boring trip.
True. Can do anything. Fort Knox.
So many people want me to shout out one or two certain countries for Drew, and it's not happening.
It's not happening.
It's just not going to happen.
For Drew?
It's just not going to happen for his sake. Someone said, Drew, you should just go to Ireland.
When
K-State's playing Iowa State this year.
Yeah, Dublin.
To see Farmageddon.
You and Bink should take your college football podcast on the road. You guys just go to Ireland and just go do your show out there.
Week zero, baby. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
I mean.
But the British Open is in Northern Ireland. Rory's from there, so.
Oh, is that right? I haven't heard that.
Yes. Work on that accent.
I wasn't aware. Thank you, Bink.
Oh, I know you aren't.
Appreciate it.
I just like hearing Drew talk in his accent.
So does the text line, but.
We all do.
There's a couple of countries we are not shouting out. We are not going down that road. Drew likes his job, I think.
He wants to live here.
Maybe. Unclear, he said. Unclear.
Bink, you said, would you want to live in Kansas City forever? And I said...
Point blank question.
I know, and I said, I don't know if I can answer that.
Sounds to me like you don't.
That doesn't mean that. Because to me, look, I have lived in like five or six different places now at this point in my life, and I'm not even 30 yet. I'm good where I'm at.
Where's your favorite?
Favorite place to live?
Yeah. Or the five places?
There's a lot. What factors are we talking about? If we're talking city?
I can't believe you moved to five places already.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can tell you where I'm not living.
You're a gypsy.
There's two places I'm not living.
Oh, let's hear this.
Bismarck, North Dakota. It was great. I enjoyed my time there a lot. The winters are insanely cold, and that's not my type of thing. La Junta, Colorado. Too far in the middle. If we were talking Pueblo or Colorado Springs, that's a different story. But La Junta is kind of the middle of nowhere, small town where I got things started. Much appreciation for it. I don't regret going there, but I wouldn't live there. I wouldn't move back there. Those are the two places I wouldn't
Florida.
Go.
You live in Pensacola, right?
In Pensacola.
That's nice.
If we're talking about place to live environment outside of anything else, I mean, it's hard to say no to a beach. And warm water, clear water. It's hard to say no.
You might have the Royals next to you, Drew.
I agree with Gold. I don't think it makes sense to that, though. I agree with Gold. It doesn't make sense.
Don't forget, though, if you are still thinking about what to do for lunch today, still thinking about your dinner plans, we're proud to have our Tuesday lunch partner here on Cody and Gold, our friends over at Third Street Social. They're part of the Summit Hospitality Group, the official taco partner of Cody and Gold. Three locations, South Plaza, Lee Summit, Northland. Any of those three today, $2.50 tacos. Starts at 3:00 this afternoon. So late lunch, early dinner, you can get over to any of the three locations. And I said earlier, they brought us some tacos last week. Those were awesome.
Yes, we're very, very good.
Bink was late coming back in for a segment because he was still scarfing down the shrimp tacos.
Quite enjoyable. Yeah. I've had it before. I love them.
Yeah, Third Street Social. Great spot here in the Kansas City area as well. Coming up in the 1:00 hour, we'll talk a bit more about the bold Chiefs predictions that we had. A lot of you texted some in earlier. We'll go back to some of those as well. What you actually think may be... in play this year for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll
do that in
a little bit. I want to go back to the Aaron Rodgers stuff just for a second because he's been on the Pat McAfee show today and he said that, hey, he thinks this is going to be the last year for him in the NFL, that he actually retires. Do you think does this have a chance to, I guess, change perception for him, or is it set in stone? Because I think what has happened over the last couple of years, people have forgot how damn good he was as a quarterback in this league. He's obviously going to be a Hall of Famer. And he had won back-to-back MVPs for the Packers and ultimately gets traded, as we know, to the Jets. And then it was a disaster there.
He's won four of them.
Gets hurt. He's won four overall. Like, he's one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. He is. Nobody's saying, not top three or something, but he's one of the best quarterbacks in NFL history. He was not very good last season. this year in Pittsburgh, I feel like we kind of look at them and say, maybe he wins them an extra game. So they're like a 10 or 11 win team. It's basically kind of where they've been, though, for the most part. Is there anything he could do this year that would remind, like, do you think he has a chance to remind anybody, like, oh yeah, I'm that guy, or is it that ship has sailed? He's 41 years old.
Do what he was set out to do when he went to the Jets. Because I do believe there's more talent around him in Pittsburgh, better head coach, better situation. Sure. Like all those
dreams
and ambitions.
Do you think there's more offensive talent in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, the whole system with Pittsburgh, I think, is better. All top to bottom. Offense,
because Garrett Wilson,
talent.
Obviously, is a stud.
I mean, Garrett Wilson and Breece
Hall.
But
DK Metcalf there and everything, and in the running game in Pittsburgh with Caleb Johnson there now, Mike Tomlin, your head coach, better defense. You get T.J. Watt getting in for the quarterback. I like some of the pieces they have. I just like the pieces better. It's a better organization. And so all those things he wanted to accomplish in New York, can he do it in Pittsburgh? Can it change kind of his legacy? I think it can. If he goes out and has a
I don't think
year.
He's changing his legacy either. Like, even if they stink, I don't think he's changing his legacy at this point. Like, we know who Aaron Rodgers was. I mean, I don't think there's anything he could do to damage it, is what I'm saying.
Well, eventually everybody goes back to it because people don't think of Jerry Rice playing for the Broncos or Seahawks.
Sure.
They look back.
Short of Aaron Rodgers taking the Steelers to a Super Bowl out of nowhere, I mean, that obviously is a completely different conversation at that point. Hell, if he got into an AFC title game, it would be a heck of a story and a heck of a way to go out for Aaron Rodgers. You would agree with that, right?
Yeah, I mean,
nobody thinks that's happening.
Which I think makes a big difference for him. Just more solid system.
Mm-hmm. All right, up next, guys, let's talk about the big homestand the Royals have starting tonight against the Rays and the numbers that are maybe surprising for the 1-5 hitters. And we'll also get back to some of the bold Chiefs predictions that you guys threw our way. That's coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.